I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here to talk about the draft that was and the draft that will be is our next guest. Already has his mock draft for 2023. And if he's got a better chance of hitting the Mega Millions on the day he gets struck by lightning than getting this thing correct, but he's giving it the old college try. He's our buddy, Ryan Wilson. Ryan, what's happening?
Yeah, no, I mentioned you guys were dump-flapping before I came on about this mock draft, and the reality is I don't blame you, because a year ago, I went back and looked, I had Spencer Rattler and Sam Howell, no Kenny Pickett, Carson Strong going in the first round, and that's why I like to call it a players to watch as you head into the summer looking towards the college football season, because at the end of the day, I have no idea how this is going to play out.
And we'll address that, because I see Rattlers clanking around in your 2023 in a second. But let's look back at what happened this past weekend, since we're in Baltimore and you're a Steelers fan. Talk about the AFC North, the winners and losers for the four teams there.
Man, the Ravens hit an absolute home run. I love the fact they didn't give up any of those fourth round picks, and they had the foresight to understand that there are going to be so many good players in this draft class because of the COVID year and players returning to college, that they just stockpiled pick after pick after pick. The first three picks are home runs automatically. I mean, those guys, David Ojabo maybe doesn't play until November, maybe not at all. Who cares? He's so good. Travis Jones blew up at the combine, or excuse me, the Senior Bowl, and he's a fun player in the middle of that defense. He feels like a Raven. And then Falele was one of my favorite guys. But, you know, when you're 380, you're not going to go as high as that. Perhaps I thought he might go in the second round. Maybe third round last until the top of the fourth. I loved Isaiah Likely. I love Charlie Kohler. And the punter, I didn't even have an issue with. He was I'm not a special teams guy, but the folks I spoke with really liked him. And the only two picks I had an issue with, and it was just where they went, I liked them as players, was Armour Davis and Damarian Williams, the cornerbacks at Alabama and Houston. Armour Davis played hurt last year, and I thought Damarian Williams needed to get a little stronger. But, again, that's just me trying to find something wrong with a class that was otherwise out of this world. So I think that's the top of the class. What did the Steelers do here? They got a quarterback with little hands. I like the George Pickens pick in the second round. If you're a wide receiver with maturity issues, I think Pittsburgh is probably your best landing spot. DeMarvin Leal didn't have a good season. That's just the reality of it. He was sort of got some first-round buzz coming into the year, and he didn't play well. Calvin Austin, the other side, wide receiver that the Ravens apparently wanted, according to Peter King.
Yep.
The Steelers got him there, and he was a fun player. I thought the Bengals did great in terms of bolstering the
They got our guy, Dax Hill.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dax Hill. I didn't love Cam Taylor-Britt in the second round. I thought he's a little stiff, but I understand, again, what they're doing there. And then the Browns, what did the Browns do? Martin Emerson, a kid I liked. Cade York, the kicker. And a year ago, we made fun of the Bengals for taking Evan McPherson in the fifth round. If Cade York is 75% of Evan McPherson, it's a home run. And then on day two, they got Jerome Ford, the Alabama transfer, who went to Cincy, and is a really good running back.
I tell you what, Ryan, when I looked at the Ravens, you know, and you talked about the two corners. Like with Davis, I think a year from now, he's going to be a starter for them. I thought, you know, just because he ran 4.39, he's got to stay healthy, but he can run, you know, and he'll tackle. And I thought, you know, he can play press right now. I thought his off coverage was a little off. Now, the other kid's hard to watch. I told Bob, I said, the film's hard to watch because he wears jersey 6 at Houston, you know, and they wear dark jerseys most of it. And, you know, they have a number 8, a number 6. So, and he plays all over the place. He's playing safety. He's playing press corner. I think this, Ryan, you tell me, I think he's Tavon Young because his foot quickness and change of direction is awesome. And the thing I like about him, he'll hit you. He comes up from the safety position and knocks the crap out of you. That's what I liked about him. So at worst, he's going to be an outstanding special teamer.
Yeah, and when you have 500 picks in the fourth round, you can take guys that you're focused on as special teamers first. and then have them grow into that role. And it's funny you mentioned that the dark colors. There's nothing worse than you turn on a game and the team's colors are the same as their numbers, and you're like, I don't even know what I'm looking at here. But I thought the issue with Damarrion Williams is that he played on the same backfield with Marcus Jones, who was drafted by the Patriots, and that guy is absolutely electric. But I think they're different types of players size-wise in terms of what they do. But I think you're right. If Williams starts on special teams and grows into a role, he doesn't have to play right away. There's nothing wrong with taking a guy at the bottom of the fourth round that does that for you.
Hey, Ryan, what do you think is going to happen with Baker Mayfield?
I don't know, man. I feel like the Browns lost all their leverage by not moving him before the draft. And, you know, they were probably going to have to eat a good part of that contract before. They may end up eating all of it. I don't know, like the musical chairs games of quarterbacks, all the seats are filled now because of the draft, and you sort of need a quarterback to get injured in training camp and then move on from him. But in the meantime, Baker's not going to work. The Browns don't want him probably to show up to work, and you got to figure out what to do with that $18 million. I'm not clear how close they were to moving him, but I don't know why they didn't do it, even if you have to eat a good part of it, just to move on and keep him from sort of hanging over the organization.
How good was that Jets draft? I mean, their first four picks, I loved every one of them.
Yeah. And the fourth pick was Breece Hall. I love that. Yep. I mean, that makes
I said four. Yeah, I liked all four.
Oh, I didn't do the math there. Sorry. All right, I'll go one more. Fifth, they got Jeremy Rucker. He's a great blocker. He wasn't used a lot to catch passes because, all the other playmakers there.
Yeah.
But you're right. The first four guys, that team is so much better than it was a week ago. And Jeremy Rucker, they got Tyler Conklin and Uzama. So I don't know if they needed Rucker there. But those first four guys are home runs. And now we're going to have the conversation in December, January. If Zach Wilson doesn't work out, okay, now it's Zach Wilson's fault because you got players around you. Mekhi Becton hopefully comes back. That offensive line is good. You got to start winning some football games.
Now, Ryan, how surprised were you about the quarterbacks? Oh, you had to be where they all ended. I mean, how late they all ended up.
I was nuts. When's the last time you saw a quarterback, not one, go in the second round?
Yeah.
And then Sam Howell gets drafted in the fifth round after Bailey Zappe. I mean, you could read a billion mock drafts. You will never find a situation where Bailey Zappe goes before Sam Howell, and that's even including the mock drafts that Bailey Zappe's parents are filling out. So that was crazy. Kenny Pickett at 20 makes sense. I didn't love it at the time, and I sort of come around on it. You're not getting Joe Burrow, so don't try to sell yourself on that if you're a Steelers fan. But, you might get 60% of Joe Burrow, and that's okay. It's probably an upgrade over what Mitchell Trubisky gives you. But I don't know whether Kenny Pickett's going to win the job right away. I think it's a great fit for Des Ritter. He feels like a Marcus Mariota-type player in Atlanta, and he doesn't have to rush onto the field. The same thing with Malik Willis in Tennessee. Now the pressure's off these guys. They're not top 20 picks. The expectation is they're going to come in right away and win football games for you. They're going to sit on the bench, and when they get their opportunities, I think fans will understand, this guy's a day two guy. He ain't going to be, Peyton Manning taking first overall and win football games for us right away.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ryan, before we let you get back to making your second mock draft of 23, what team, in your opinion, we've got to see the games and the players compete, what team had the, the most questionable draft of them all?
Well, I did a ranking on CBSSports.com, and it's not so much crushing the team, so it's based on what I thought would happen and what actually happened, and Tampa Bay came in last place. And part of the reason they came in last place is that I thought they overdrafted Rashad White, the running back, in the third round. And they took a punter in the fourth round, which I was hard to wrap your brain around. And then two guys at the end of the draft I had going undrafted, they went in round six and seven. Not a terrible draft. I love Logan Hall. I love Luke Gadecki, the offensive tackle in rounds one and two. But I thought there's some other moves they could have made to do better. They didn't quite do that, so that's the team that I sort of knocked the most. You can talk about the Patriots, of course, too. That's an easy one. But I didn't hate the Curtis – I keep calling him Curtis Strange. The Cole Strange pick in the first round. I like him more in round two, but it feels like a Patriots.
How do you think that kid feels? Yeah, everybody's killing him,
loved
it.
He's Ryan Wilson, exactly. CBSSports.com. Ryan, we appreciate your time as always. Get back to those mock drafts. We'll talk to you next
time. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.